This is the smell of the leftover tuna fish sandwich you left in your lunchbox over the weekend in a Wimpy trash bag.
Wimpy, Wimpy, Wimpy!
Blech! And this is the smell of that same sandwich in a Hefty Ultra Strong trash bag.
Hefty, Hefty, Hefty!
Ah, smell the difference? Hefty Ultra Strong has Arm & Hammer with continuous odor control, so no matter what's inside your trash, you can stay one step ahead of stinky. And for bigger jobs, try the superior strength of Hefty large black bags.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 10th day of November 2022. And tonight, as we continue the battle in this country, the civil war that's taken place between Christian Patriot America and the Antichrist Deathocratic Communist mob. And folks, so we're going to start out again because we're always under constant attack by the deep state, by the dark state, by the enemy. And so again, we're going to call upon you folks out there listening to us to pray with us. To pray now is very important. It's very important. Look, I can't see if you're praying with me. I can see Courageous Craig, see if he's praying or not.
I'll pray. Good evening.
Okay, there you go. And I can see in the studio here with me, I got Radical Randy to my right, and then to my other right, I've got Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
And okay. Be blessed, no stress.
All right, there you go. And I can see if they're praying. But I can't see if you're praying, but God can see if you're praying. Right? So, I really need you to pray with us because, one, we want to stay on the air, and again, we're under attack. Two, it's the right thing to do. We've got to bring America back to one nation under God, the way He gave it to us. So, join with me. Heavenly Father, Lord God, as we come before You, Lord, we saw what I expected to happen. Lord, the corruption, those that, again, are so corrupt. They stole another election. These are the people that wanted to pass amendments or proposals, their proposals to kill babies, kill more babies, to be able to kill babies right up until they're born and afterwards. These are bloodthirsty, ungodly, unclean people, wicked people, wicked people. And Lord, we see out there in Michigan, the corruption has always been so great in the Detroit area. There's an extremely wicked woman, Whitmer. She's an extreme, and she's a bloodthirsty, wicked woman. And yet, Lord, those people out there, many, many professing to be Christians, yet being totally biblically illiterate, not understanding what You have said in Your Word about how it's a sin. It's a sin to honor a wicked and an ungodly person. There in Pennsylvania, too, many, many voted for a wicked, wicked person. But that wasn't bad enough. Even on top of that, they wanted to make sure that they won the corrupted elections. And they did what they do best with the election fraud. They continue to steal. And so, Father God, again, we know you've told us in your word that when it comes to worldliness and wickedness, that Satan's children are wiser than the church. And so, Father God, as we come before you tonight, we ask, Lord, one, keep us on the air. Don't come against those that the prince of the power of the airways, the wicked, the dark state. And, Lord, we ask, too, that your truth, your whole truth, and nothing but your truth come out tonight. Lord, whatever the message you would have to be to reach the people out there, let that be the message that the people receive tonight. Lord, and let it do in a way that's honoring, glorifying to you, and edifying to the people. And again, Lord, that some might hear him, some might believe, and some might get saved tonight. So these things we ask as we get go into the study. In Jesus' precious name, amen.
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 All right, so we're going to pick up where we left off in Ezekiel chapter 23. And here we're dealing with an allegory. You have two sisters, Eloah and Eloah Ba, okay? And here, these two sisters are whores. Now, they're not, these are not real women like you have. And the Bible talks about many that you have, like Jezebel, Athelia, Delilah, I'm thinking of so many in the scriptures. The two whores that went to who brought their child before?
No, they went to Solomon.
Went to King Solomon. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So it's many, many places, but those are real women. Now, these, again, I want to make sure people understand, these are not real women. This is an allegory, and these two whores that you're talking about here are really two cities and two nations, okay?
Two nations, right.
And so it's Israel and Syria and...
You mean Samaria, isn't it? Samaria.
Yeah. Is that what I thought? I said Syria?
Yeah.
It's Israel and Samaria and also the northern and southern kingdoms, okay?
Yeah.
And so we're going to pick it up here because, see, if you look at how God's dealing, God's the same today, tomorrow, forever. He's omnipotent. He doesn't change. And think about it, America today, what is happening and how America is so well described by what's taking place here with the whoredom in the land, the whoredom in the land. He picks it up in verse 22. Therefore, O Aholibah, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will rise up thy lovers against thee, from whom thy mind is alienated, and I will bring them against thee on every side.
And this is Israel. This is Israel he's talking to.
Yeah. Now here, you're going to see that this did take place. It took place.
Mm-hmm.
The Babylonians and the Chaldeans, Peked, Shoko, and the Assyrians with them, all of them desirable young men, captains and rulers, great lords, renowned, all of them riding upon horses. And they shall come against thee with chariots and wagons and wheels, with an assembly of people, which shall set against thee the buckler and the shield and the helmet round about, and I will set judgment before them, and they shall judge thee according to their judgments. And I will set my jealousy against thee, and they shall deal furiously with thee. They shall take away the noise of thine ears, and the remnant shall fall by the sword. They shall take away thy sons and the daughters, and thy residue shall be devoured by fire. They shall also strip thee out of thy clothes and take away thy fair jewels. Thus will I make thy lewdness to cease from thee, and thy whoredoms brought from the land of Egypt, so that thou shalt not lift up thine eyes unto them, nor remember Egypt any more. Now, this is exactly what happened when Babylon destroyed the city, and this was a third wave of captives in 586 B.C. And then the first attack came in 605 B.C. and the second in 597 B.C. And so here, that prophecy was fulfilled. Like every prophecy in Scripture,
right. Yes.
Exactly when, exactly where, exactly how. And so he goes on to say, "For thus saith the Lord God, Behold, I will deliver thee into the hand of them whom thou hatest, into the hand of them from whom thy mind is alienated. And they shall deal with thee hatefully, and shall take away all of thy labor. They shall leave thee naked, bare, and the nakedness of thy whoredoms shall be discovered, both by the lewdness and the whoredoms. I will do these things unto thee because thou hast gone a-whoring after the heathen, and because thou art polluted with their idols. Thou hast walked in the way of the sister, therefore I will give her the cup into thy hand. Thus saith the Lord, thou shalt drink of thy sister's cup deep and large, thou shalt laugh to scorn, and had it in derision." Now, let me ask you this. Is this country in derision today?
This sounds so much like America. It's like news.
Yes, it is.
It is, an absolutely. But let's go on. Listen to this, okay? "It containeth much. Thou shalt be filled with drunkenness and sorrow with a cup of astonishment and desolation with a cup of the sister Samara." I'm hearing something in my ears. I think there's a switch. Go in there and we have a door open to another studio here, as I'm getting feedback from another station in there. Anyhow, he goes and he says, "And the Lord said moreover unto me, Son of man." No, well, let me go back up where I left off.
Yeah.
"Thus said the Lord God, the drunk of thy sister's cup, and large thou shalt be laughed to scorn, and had derision, and it containeth much." Look, is our country in derision? She's got an article there about a prison inmate who has decided he's a baby.
He's a baby, that's right.
And so he's demanding now that he gets baby food and diapers to wear in prison.
In prison, that's correct.
Okay. Now, you see, to the Democrats, that they don't see anything.
Well, that's normal. That's normal. It's just one of those things, and it's not unusual. It's not abominable, if you will. It's not disgusting. You're right.
Okay. See, this is the insanity that's happening. God has sent them strong delusion, hasn't he? Okay.
Yes. He sure has.
He goes on to say, "Thou shalt be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, the cup of astonishment and desolation, the cup of thy sister Samaria. Thou shalt even drink it and suck it out, and thou shalt break the shreds thereof." And listen to this. "And pluck off thine own breasts."
Right.
This is what all the young girls are doing today.
Well, yes, that's what they're doing now, transgender.
Mm-hmm. They're being so, they're in such derision.
Mm-hmm.
They're plucking off their breasts, and they're being told they can grow them back at later date,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they don't know any better, right? They're Democrats. They went to the public school system.
Yes.
So then what happens, they decide they want to get them back, and guess what? You can't get them back, right?
Well, the other thing is that they don't bother to ask where are the people that have done it already. Where are the people that have grown their breasts back?
Well, you see, they're not there, are they? But they're out there writing stories and telling their stories about don't do it, don't do it.
Okay? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But here, "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, because thou hast forgotten me and cast me behind thy back, therefore bear thou also the lewdness in thy whoredoms." Boy, if America has not forgotten God, if America has not forgotten her God, I don't know what. "And the Lord said moreover unto me, Son of man, wilt thou judge Aholah and Aholabah? Yea, declare unto them their abominations, that they have committed adultery, and blood is in their hands. And with their idols have they committed adultery. and have also caused their sons, whom they bear unto me, to pass for them through the fire to devour them. That's the Democratic Party. Their number one goal is abortion, killing children,
yes,
killing
right.
children, killing children. And moreover, this they have done unto me. They have defiled my sanctuary in the same day and have profaned my Sabbath. For when they had slain their children to their idols, then came he same day into my sanctuary to profane it. And to thus thou have done in the midst of thine house. In other words, it would be like going to the abortion mill on Sunday morning, killing your baby.
And then going to church.
And then going to church Sunday night and taking the Lord's table.
Yeah. Okay?
Yes.
Yeah.
And furthermore, that you have sent for men to come from afar, unto whom a messenger was sent. And lo, they came from whom thou didst wash thyself, paintest thine eyes, and deckest thyself with ornaments, and settest upon stately bed and a table prepared before, whereupon thou hast set mine incense and mine oil, and a voice of the multitude being at ease with her. This is what always happens. This is what always happens after we have a crisis and the crisis is over. We can't let this crisis, and look, we cannot, we must not allow Merrick Garland, Chris Ray, Nancy Pelosi, Joe Obama, Biden, the entire Antichrist, and I mean Antichrist, Democratic Communist yes. Party, they want to charge the actual legitimate president of this United States, Donald J. Trump. He is the legitimate president. They want to charge him with perjury because they're scared to death, okay? Because you have so much going on out there in the darkness. You have pedophilia like you've never seen. All of these children that are disappearing. And because of the absolute ungodly corruption, and the whoring in the national news media, the whoring in the national and the fact that there's such a dearth of courage, such a lack of intestinal fortitude and courage and integrity among so many in the pulpit today, they don't have the decency and the honor, no honor and integrity to even speak out against this. They're
right.
like whipped
yes.
dogs with
well,
their
Well, think about it. The 501c3,
yeah,
it puts a muzzle on half of them.
Well, they're like whipped dogs. But I do praise. You got to praise the good Lord for. There are pastors out there for those, and I know a number of them. We have some on this radio station here, and the stations across. But unfortunately, the vast majority of them have no courage.
That's right.
They've been effeminized, and well, I'm going to tell you, they're.
Well, and think about it. They don't want to rock the boat because they're afraid of losing members and losing money.
That's right.
And there's a lot of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just think about how repulsive that's got to be to God.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
When he says his shepherds are like dumb dogs, too afraid to bark.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know, if it's how repulsive it is to me to see these people that are supposed to have courage. The Bible says the righteous are as bold as lions and supposed to come out against this wickedness, you know, and call them out.
But they won't even preach on hell.
Mm-hmm.
They won't even do that.
Yeah, they don't want to even mention sin anymore.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at Moses called out Pharaoh, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. John the Baptist, he called out Herod, didn't he?
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
We go all through Scripture, we see him calling out the wicked to the evil.
Well, Jesus Lord. Called out the scribes, the Pharisees, and everybody that came
yeah.
across.
But, yes, he did.
Stephen called out the entire Sanhedrin, didn't
That's
he?
That's mm-hmm. exactly okay. right. Yeah.
And Peter called out Ananias and Sapphira, and then Simon the
right.
sorcerer, okay? I mean, all through Scripture, you see the heroes of the faith being bold. And today, we got these prissy preachers. They do not want to offend the offering plate, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Anyhow, he goes on to say, and when the men of the common sort were brought, Sabians from the wilderness, which put bracelets upon their hands and beautiful crowns upon their heads. Then said I unto her, that was old in adulteries, will I now commit whoredoms with her, and she with them, yet they went in unto her as they go in unto a woman that playeth the harlot. So went they into Ahola, and into Aholabah, the lewd women. And again, like I said, that's referring to the southern
the
northern
nations.
Kingdom and the two cities, Jerusalem and Samaria. But it really applies to America today, okay? And not just to the Democratic Communist Party. I mean, they're satanic. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They've become totally anti-Christ in every way. There's nothing about what is called the Democratic Party today that has not been totally corrupted. That's the reality. Now, but let me tell you, the Republican Party has got a lot of problems too. And one of those is, like in the pulpit, there's only a handful of courage and integrity and honor in the offices, aren't there?
That's right.
So he goes on to say, and the righteous men, they shall judge them after the manner of adulteresses and after the manner of women and shed blood, because these are adulteresses and the blood is in their hands. For thus saith the Lord God, I will bring up a company upon them, and I will give unto them to be removed and spoiled. And the company shall stone them with stones and dispatch them with their swords. And they shall slay their sons and their daughters and burn up their houses with fire. Thus will I cause lewdness to cease out of the land, that all the women may be taught not to do after your lewdness. And they shall recompense your lewdness upon you, and shall bear the sins of your idols, and you shall know that I am the Lord God. It's God. God's going to deal with America that way.
Think about it. He's doing it now.
Mm-hmm.
There's no prosperity here anymore.
We have such a problem in this country with whoredom amongst our young girls. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a feminism amongst so many of the young men. Again, going back to a lack of integrity and what we saw, the corruption is just unbelievable.
But it's in your face kind of corruption. I mean, we don't even hide it anymore.
Right.
Well, it's like this, you know, this whole thing with the election fraud, how stupid. In fact, we're going to take a listen here to Mike Lindell here in a minute. And there's charts. People can't see, they can hear, but I'm watching it, and I'm watching the charts, and it's unbelievable how they're monitoring this election and how they're catching them dumping. Every time they take a dump, and they added way too many votes to one of the Democratic candidates, and I think it was in Georgia.
George Soros?
No, the one that was running for... against Herschel Walker.
Oh, Warnock.
Yeah, Warlock.
Warlock.
Yeah. Where they realized, hey, they dumped way too many, so they had to pull them out. Okay, and so they were having a problem there. So anyhow, we're going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this with more.
The song you are about to hear is true. Though some of the events described have not occurred in the life of the author, they have occurred in the lives of thousands of other revenue-oppressed Americans. The author disclaims any responsibility or liability for any loss incurred as a consequence of the use and the application of any of the following information, which is not provided for the purpose of rendering any legal advice or professional service. In other words, this song is totally frivolous and without merit.
Not. Last April, right around tax time, along with my 1040 form, I sent the IRS a message to tell them they was wrong. And I told them I was sick and tired of playing their cheating game. And as for all my honest, hard-earned wages, to them they never had no claim. Because I never worked in Puerto Rico, nor lived in Washington, D.C.
I wasn't under their jurisdiction, and there was nothing they could do to me. And since I've never ever been an employee of the federal government, I ain't liable for, no subject to, no, I've never owed you one red cent. But let me tell you, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. They'll trample down your rights as they break inside your home. They'll terrorize your sweet bride as they put the hard lean on. Yes, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. Now it didn't take very long before they garnished all my hard-earned pay. Then they repossessed my pickup truck and had it towed away. And then they up and seized my bank accounts as they auctioned off my family farm. And to keep me from proving my innocence, well, they shackled me in iron. Now let me tell you, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. They'll trample down your rights as they break inside your home. They'll terrorize your sweet bride as they put the hard lean on. Yes, it's dangerous to be right when the government is wrong. Now the truth about the IRS code is that it's fraudulently misapplied, because the legal definition of taxpayer is exclusively derived. So all you agents of the evil IRS are in reality a bunch of thieves, who are working for the foreign bankers to bring America to her knees. So listen up, you international banksters, and all you traitorous congressmen, and all you low-down lying, thieving, cheating lawyers, better leave the country while you can. When the people find out the truth about how the income tax is based on fraud, they're gonna rise up all across this nation. They're gonna rout you vipers out, by God. To use the famous words of Andy Jackson, we're gonna rout you vipers out, by God. And then it's gonna be dangerous, cause we're right and the government is wrong. We'll trample down their rights as we break inside their homes. We'll terrorize the sweet brides as we put the hard lean on. Yes, we're dangerous cause we're right and the government is wrong. Yes, we're dangerous cause we're right and the government is wrong.
With explicit reservation of all rights without prejudice per UCC 1-207.
All righty, we're going to take a listen to a clip, Mike Lindell and some others here, about what was taking place that we're monitoring. They were monitoring this election fraud. We
Primetime Desk.
What was that? Okay, go for it.
We actually have some disturbing news coming back from the Real Crime Time Desk.
Wow, look at this, everybody. This is real-time crime, our first one of the night. Our first one of the night. This is exciting. They are caught. Look at this, everybody. This is exciting for the whole country and world. This is right. I want a screenshot of that. This will go down in history. Here it is on Frank's speech on the Real Time Crime Desk. Look at that spike, everybody. And Jeff, I want you to explain it. Whose race this is. And then when it took over, and then they were overriding the algorithms, it looked like. And then what happened? Give us your analysis here.
Well, what happened is what we're seeing in a lot of places, whereas the Democrat breaks out to an early lead, but we see that probably because that's where most of the cheating is taking place right there at the beginning. I don't like what happened with Carrie Lake again. I bring that up again. So you see that in red. Herschel Walker kept coming back, closing the gap as we started to get real election day votes in. At the moment, nearly the moment when they were even, they were essentially even. There's two dots here. You can't tell the difference. Suddenly, there is an update that has 117,000 votes for Warnock and 6,000 votes for Herschel Walker. So about 117,000 to 600. There you go. That's what happened.
We want this. I want you to, if you can, send me this screenshot. We're going to send it all over social media right now. and this is the first real-time crime. We've caught them. They're trying to steal Herschel Walker's race. This isn't coming from us here. This is coming from the Edison Report. This is real-time crime going on here.
I have some negative boat drops for you in Pennsylvania as well, when you want to hear about those.
No way! Two in a row. Let's get with we. Can, she's ecstatic here, but let's do another one. Let's
you
do another
see it?
One.
All right, let's take a look here at. I want to look at the Pennsylvania Senate race with Dr. Oz versus Fetterman. One moment, let's bring that up.
Welcome to the real time crime desk, everybody in the country and around the world. Here we go. What do we got here?
So we've got the blue is John Fetterman, and we've got the red is Oz, and you can see things at this point anyway are not looking good, but there's, you never know what's going to happen. But note we have here, we have the votes going up. I'm putting my cursor over it. Votes going up, staying the same. And then we go from 326,000 votes down to 288,000 votes. So where'd they go? They're gone.
Okay. I want to explain this one, everybody. Now, I want everybody to look at this, and I can explain this and go, well, gee, why would they do that to a Democrat? They lower. You can't go in reverse, everybody. These are the order. These votes are coming in through the Edison Report, which is one of the biggest monopolies in this country. Every single vote goes through New Jersey, and then it comes out to us. Well, when you start counting, I want everybody to count. One, two, let's count by tens. 10, 20, 30, 40. Let's count by hundreds. 100, 200, 300. You can't go in reverse when you're counting pieces, ballots. One, two. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to throw a bunch off the pile. So the reason is, here's what I think, Jeff. I think that they lower that number with that drop because the cheat was too big there. They're making the steal. The algorithm is too big, and they got to correct it so it doesn't look like a big anomaly or a huge deviation where the whole country knows they stole the election from him. What's your opinion on that? Am I spot on?
I think you are. That's certainly a good. I mean, there's no rational explanation because they don't. We see so many of these in an election that it's impossible that it's that many human error mistakes.
Right.
But here you see, I switched over while you were talking to the governor race in Pennsylvania, and you'll see it happened there too.
Hold it. Is this the governor's race right now going on?
That's correct. That's Mastriano and Shapiro.
Okay. Now, let me tell you. So here's reality, everybody. When they set these algorithms, you still got to kind of guess, don't you, Jeff? You got to make an estimated guess of what the score is going to be. Because if you cheat too big, it's like I said before, everybody. I'm going to give everybody another example. If I said the state of Pennsylvania that went 6,000 or 6 million for Donald Trump and 2,000 votes for Biden, everyone in the world would say, no, that's a computer error. Something's wrong. And then as you go and go, okay, how about 5 million for Trump and 500 for Biden or 5,000 for Biden or 500,000? They have to make it within a reason of the whole world to go, oh, I guess that could happen. And this is what they're doing here. They put the algorithms thinking how many votes maybe that Mastriano was going to get. And they set him too high, everybody. Look at that big, look in the beginning when they stole him there. It went straight up, or almost straight up. And then you go over a little bit, and another uptick. And now they overcorrected. Look at the difference between the two. So they had to correct it and take away votes. You guys, machines, people don't go, 20,000 people or 150,000 people don't go in and say, I want to take my vote back. I don't want to vote. Jeff, what was that drop right there? How many votes was that drop we're seeing at the real-time crime desk here? How many votes dropped there?
About 90,000.
90,000 votes. You guys, if you're tuning in, that's a Democrat. They took 90,000 votes off of a Democrat. Why did they do that? Because the cheat was set so big in the beginning. Look at the beginning. Jeff, point to the two spikes that were that you can't explain. Okay? The one in the beginning, and then you go over a little bit, and there's another one. How many vote spike is that right there?
About 90,000.
Well, 90,000. How about let's go to the next spike. Let's move over to the next Democrat spike. This is the governor's race, by the way, if you tune in, of Pennsylvania. What's that crime spike? We're going to call them crime spikes. That's my new name. Okay, go to the next.
That's about 63,000 is.
So we have a 63,000. We have a 90,000 crime spike, another 90,000 crime spike, a 63,000 crime spike. And then they go, uh-oh, the whole world's going to know that Mastriano's getting, you know, we're cheating by too much. So what do they do, everybody? Right there, point to the cursor. They took away 90,000 votes from the Democrat.
Yeah, if you look, it took the vote total back to where it had been way back here. Basically, that erased all of the vote total increases.
You guys,
from that
look
time.
At that. In that time span, everybody, this is the order these votes are coming in. This is real-time crime, everybody. This is what I've been telling you about.
Mike, you're going to love this. You're going to love this. This is the Illinois Senate race. This is Tammy Duckworth's race. It not only has several impossible, what do we call them? The times up.
Real-time crime spikes. Yeah. We call them crime spikes.
Crime spikes, that was it.
Crime spikes.
And it has a back down as well, a loss of votes like nothing else yet tonight.
Wow, look at this, everybody.
That's a million votes up and a million votes down. You know, a million votes here and a million votes there, and eventually it adds up to real votes.
Right. Okay, I really want, I want this picture, I want a screenshot. Jeff, if you could send me some screenshots, I got my social media, gal. We're getting hundreds of thousands all across social media. They're sharing this. Herschel Walker one went crazy. I want you to send me this one, send me others, but can you explain this one? Can you explain this one?
Well, I can't really explain it. I can't.
There is no explanation,
but you see that I'm actually surprised that this was as close as it is. And what happened here, though, was you had an update at Eastern Time, 10:42, of about a million votes for Duckworth, and pretty much none for the other person. And then you see, it wasn't like...
Already, you know, we're going to stop it there. He goes on and on. Now, I want to hit with some common sense first, so go ahead, Randy, and do your thing there. And I'm gonna follow it up with one here.
Well, I tell you what, let's start off with this... I don't want to get into Paul Pelosi yet, so let's talk about the deep state here. It says deep state operative argues to use same technique against radical Islam to take down conservative Americans. It says the deep state is using disinformation again to push for attacks on Americans through illegal searches, intimidations, and arrests in an effort to legitimize what they already are doing now. And this is a CIA operative, Mark Polymeropoulos. He published a piece on Sunday calling for secret spying on President Trump supporters. And if you think this isn't already happening, just ask General Flynn and President Trump. Polymeropoulos' piece for NBC News Think warned that propagandists, whether Islamic terrorists or Republicans, should be subject to counterterrorism and counter-radicalization of techniques. Polymeropoulos suggests that the attack of Paul Pelosi was evidence of that the American government needs to take a firmer approach to its own citizenry. The story is shocking until you realize that Polymeropoulos was one of the 51 deep state hacks who signed a letter saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. 50 former intel officers, including Clapper Brennan, signed letters saying Hunter Biden's emails, the story is Russian disinformation, despite the DNI Ratliff statement. Now, the intels who claim Hunter's laptop was Russian disinformation now say big tech must be able to censor to protect that Russian disinformation. information, which, of course, in and of itself is also disinformation. We know that the intel community spied on President Trump throughout his presidency. They illegally spied on President Trump from his first day in office. And it says the good news, though, is that no one's listening to these deep state hacks anymore. We all know their true colors of dishonesty, disinformation, and hatred for Americans and the rule of law.
Okay. I've been listening to all of these posters, and the posters are saying, we really messed this up. I don't know how we messed up on this. Now, here's what they're going to be saying in the next day or two because of what we're putting out and others because we're getting it out there. They're going to have to say, yes, we didn't. We didn't mess it up. We weren't that far off. It was election fraud. They're going to have to admit to it. Okay?
Well, but
they'll lose all credibility with their pollsters.
But these aren't going to be fixed until we go to a paper hand-counted ballot. Because as long as they use the technology, they can play with it.
Yeah, but even that, there's nothing that the Democrats can't corrupt.
Well, I mean that's true. But I'm saying with the technology, it's a lot simpler to corrupt. It really, really is. Well, I mean, Think about it. They own the machines. They own the machine companies. So certainly they can gerrymander anything that they really want. And the other thing is that they're basically promising us more of the same because if you think about it, what did we do to prevent this time? That's my question to anybody.
Well, here's my answer to you. I warned people and warned people and warned people that this was going to happen. Now, you talk about your paper ballots. They did that when President Trump, the legitimate president of the United States, was running against Joe Obama Biden. And you had thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of paper ballots that only had Biden's name, didn't have Trump's name on it.
Right. Okay. Well, that's right. That's right. That's right. Well, that's almost like the old joke about when my father was alive, he voted Republican, but now that he's dead, he votes Democrat.
That reminds me, she's got an article. Yeah. She has a. Go ahead, little Lisa. Okay. Go on, little Lisa.
Right,
do it.
It says that a Democrat Pennsylvania state representative wins re-election despite being dead, and the Pennsylvania House Democrats praise voters for re-electing a dead guy.
Yeah, well,
okay,
you know.
So there you go.
Yeah.
They would better off to have him as Speaker of the House than Pelosi.
Yes.
You know. All right, here you go. U.S. exit polls, 73%. Now, this is how stupid that NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, and think the American people are in the entire Democratic Party, okay? U.S. exit polls, 73% of voters angry about direction of country. So they voted for the Democrats because here, since the 2020 election, the Democratic Party platform was to destroy the United States as a global power in 4 years or less. That's absolutely true. I said it. We told you. Now, here's how they're doing it. It's working pretty well. 5 million illegal aliens crossed the southern U.S. border. Well, don't worry about that. They're giving them on your tax dollars, free phones, cell phones, printing up more and more money. I mean, they just keep those printing presses rolling. But don't worry about that because they just take some of the money that was meant for veterans in the hospitals, VA and that, and they transfer that over to illegal aliens. 800 deaths of illegal aliens crossing to the U.S. that we know about. Record inflation, something we haven't seen in over 40 years. Massive failure on the international stage. Afghanistan debacle. Arming our enemies like the Taliban with $80 billion in U.S. weapons. You can bet that the Biden crime family weeped a whirlwind off of that. Don't think he just gave that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
They don't do them. Jailing the opposition, and you know, we're talking about Christian patriots. The Democratic Communist Party, they are the party of Satan. They hate Christians, okay? And former president, the legitimate president of the United States, President Donald Trump. Record corruption, Pelosi and the Biden crime cartels. They destroy the U.S. energy infrastructure. The price of gas is going to get, let me tell you, folks, you're going to be paying a lot of money for heating oil and for this winter. Yeah. And trying to heat your house, it's gonna get bad. Okay, but when it gets real bad and it costs you, remember the neighbors, the ones that had the Biden signs in the yard. Okay, remember them. Okay, and or Fetterman signs.
And sure.
Go over there and thank them for what's been happening to you, that you're spending, that you can't afford both food and the heating oil. 73% of voters were totally dissatisfied and extremely angry about the destruction of their country. So they voted Democrats back into power so they can do it again. Do they really think that we believe that? They do.
You know, I have a similar article here, and it's really interesting that I picked, and it's about Lindsey Graham. And I think that we need to know that there's a Republican side to the help for the Democrats. It's and quote, definitely not a Republican wave. Hats off to the Democrats. Unquote, Lindsey Graham. Graham went on NBC following last night's tragedy. It's definitely not a Republican wave. That is for darn sure. I was in charge of Guam, so I'll take credit for that. Now, these are all quotes from Lindsey Graham. And sort of to add to your pile of logs there about the things that Biden has done.
Lindsey is a rhino.
Oh, yes. He absolutely is.
To the bone.
I had the same thing in here about the arms. I won't go over all of the points you went over, but here we go. It says that Joe Biden is the worst president in U.S. history. The Biden regime knew there was an Islamic bomber in the crowd at Kabul airport, but did nothing. This cost 13 young Americans' lives. The Islamist bomber was released from Bagram prison after Joe Biden abandoned the important U.S. asset. Joe Biden declared open war on his political opposition. Joe Biden opened the borders. Mine says to 2 million. That's this year, but my article's a little older than yours. Joe Biden allowed tons of illegal drugs to enter into the country via the open border, causing over 100,000 annual deaths. Joe Biden pushed for the U.S. economy to go into a recession in 18 months. And it says Republicans should be in great shape for the upcoming election. Earlier this week, Lindsey Graham announced legislation to ban abortion. And what it says here also is that Lindsey Graham and Republicans have no chance of passing such legislation. They're not in the majority. It also says Lindsey Graham abortion proposal is having trouble even within the Republican ranks. The only rationale is that if you want this election to be about abortion, Josh Hawley, and I would say, or Ted Cruz, and these are the only Republicans he feels the article here that they could introduce such a thing. Charles Kirk added himself to the, and he's the founder of the Turning Point USA, those of you that follow that, to the chorus of conservative critics, equating Graham's announcement to possible, quote, election interference, and worried that the senator could be helping to sabotage Republicans in the midterm elections. And this was article was published 25 days before the election, and that's exactly what happened. The
election, what we want to do is we want to identify him. So from now on, yeah. It's Ahola.
Sounds good.
Ahola Lindsey Graham. Ahola Lindsey Graham out there, folks. So remember that if you want to know what that means, go to Ezekiel 23. Now, Carrie Lake speaks out against massive election fraud. Elections being stolen right under our noses. This is exactly what we warned people. Maricopa County, it's just unbelievable, you know. You know, it's like...
Well, they ran Joe what's-his-name out of there. Sheriff Joe, what was his name?
Arpaio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he was a good sheriff.
No, he was an excellent sheriff.
Then they went totally corrupt.
Yeah.
Okay. Carrie Lake has spoken out against the rampant election fraud that seems to be occurring right under our nose in Maricopa County. We have two tabulators. One of the tabulators is not working. The other tabulator is taking about 75% successful, a poll worker said, revealing that one quarter of the ballots at the location were being misread. Okay, folks, this isn't happening by accident. This is set up this way. WesternJournal.com reports that the errors swamped several locations that appeared to be predominantly Republican areas. No kidding.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that? Lake urged her supporters to travel to Democratic-dominated areas of the county to cast their ballots. The Democrat areas are less crowded and are experiencing fewer problems, Lake tweeted, while urging voters to stay in line. Voters with a faulty machine or unreliable ballot were instructed to place their vote in a separate bin or box where it would then be supposedly be moved to a central location and counted.
Aren't they? They're still tied up, aren't they, today? They still are.
Well, from what I understand,
yeah,
they've closed the gap to less than a percent.
Okay.
The ill-prepared voting infrastructure left many frustrated and unsure if their ballots would be counted at all. Lake is understandably not happy with how Election Day played out. The fact that her opponent, the apparently incompetent Arizona Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, listen, Katie Hobbs is the Secretary of State in charge of counting the votes.
Counting the votes, that's exactly right.
Right.
That's
right. And now, a person with any honor, a person with any integrity, a person with any decency would accuse themselves, okay?
Yes.
But Katie Hobbs is in charge of the state's election, only makes the situation that much more infuriating. Speaking to Steve Bannon, Lake made her frustration known. Another election run by a bunch of clowns, and we're not going to take it anymore, she said. We will restore faith in our elections. While the inconsistencies of this election are no surprise to the concerned citizens who paid attention to Democrats, the spin game 2 years ago, Republicans' powerful showing and catching many on the left off guard. The PMSNBC panel, for instance, let out an audibly gasp when they saw the early results pour in from normally blue Miami-Dade County in Florida. The results of early votes typically dominated the liberal candidates, showed Republicans with an effortless and definitive lead. Do you know the difference between Florida and Arizona, Maricopa, is that Florida had honest elections. Florida had honest elections.
Because they had
a governor who made sure. The difference between Ohio and Pennsylvania. Ohio had honest elections.
We did.
Why? Well, we won just about every race in Ohio.
Well, we sure did. That's exactly right. And if you think about it, Florida had that red wave, and it worked for them.
You had in Pennsylvania, from the governor down. You had absolute corruption.
That's exactly right.
And so, but, you know, there is not even a trace of integrity or honesty or decency in what is called the mainstream media to tell the truth. They just can't tell the truth. Now, the results of early votes typically dominated by liberal candidates showed Republicans with an effortless and definitive lead. It remains to be seen how much impact Maricopa's malfunctioning corrupt machines will have on the final total. It is clear that continuing leadership from Hobbs will only bring Arizona more of the same when it comes to election fraud. If Lake can pull off a win, as many Republicans are poised to do tonight, the Grand Canyon State just might have a shot at free, fair, and error-free elections in the future.
Yeah.
Okay, we're coming up to a break.
Oh, yeah, we sure are.
Boy, we have a lot more to cover when we get back. So, and I wanted to say this very quickly, folks. Newsletter. The newsletter is coming out soon, and it's really a good one, and you don't want to miss this one. And I'll have to tell you more about that on the other side because we're coming up very quickly to this break. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries,
14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.